Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
You shall be holy, for I am holy. God said to the people in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44. In a book dealing with holiness, God says, here's how you approach me in holiness through the sacrifices. Here's how you live your lives in holiness. And here's what I expect of you. Just as I am holy, you also must be holy. The very essence of God's nature is righteousness or holiness. When we talk about holiness, we're talking about without spot, without defilement, something that is pure, that hasn't been tainted in any way. That's the very essence of who God is. In Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 3, the cry goes out from around the throne room, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." In fact, we learn in Habakkuk chapter 1, in verses 12 and 13, that God is so holy, He's of pure eyes and hold evil, He cannot even look upon wickedness. And so when we talk about the Father, we're talking about the absolute perfection of holiness. Jesus also is the epitome of that. For the Bible says in Hebrews 4, verse 15, He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. You know, we learn in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 22, that he committed no sin, nor was guile or deceit found in his mouth. And no doubt the Spirit himself is the true essence of holiness, for over and over again, he is identified as the Holy Spirit. Now, what does it mean to me to say that God the Father, Jesus the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit, the Godhead, is holy? Well, the application is found in 1 Peter 1, verse 15. Peter, no doubt, is thinking about, by inspiration, uses Leviticus 11, verse 44, and says, as he who called you is holy, be holy in all your conduct. If I'm going to attain to the nature of God, if I'm going to be like God, I must live a holy life. Now, does that mean we're going to be perfect? Well, it can't mean that, for all of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 23. But does it mean that I can correct the things in my life that are wrong, walk in newness of life, Romans 6, verse 4, and one day draw near to God and ultimately live with Him? Absolutely. Hebrews 10, verse 24, Hebrews 10, verse 12 teaches that's attainable through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Here's a powerful passage to remember. In Hebrews 12, verse 14, the Hebrew writer puts it this way, without holiness, no one shall see God. I cannot see, implying I cannot live with, have a relationship with that with God, unless I live a holy life. And so from that, the implication is, I've got to do everything possible to rid sin, to make sure sin is not in my life. James 1:27 says this, pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this, to visit the widows and the orphans in their affliction, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. I've got to abstain from every appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 22. I've got to shun sin. It's lying at the door. Its desire is for me. I must master it. Genesis 4 and verse 7. And I must be an example of holiness to the world around me. What did Jesus mean when he said in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. What do you mean there? Did not Jesus mean that you are to be the essence of the light of God? The purity, the holiness, the righteous character of God should be seen in our lives? I've got to be an example of holiness to the world around me. Are you today right with God? Have you attained to the level that God wants you to? Have you tried in your life to become holy by obeying the gospel? Now, we're not saying today that we're better than thou is the idea or holier than thou. That's not what we're talking about. We understand, Luke 17:10, when we've done all those things, the best we can say is, I'm an unprofitable servant. I've only done that which was my duty to do. But when I obey the gospel, does God cleanse me? Yes, He does. Acts 22:16. When I submit to God's will, do I become a new creature? Absolutely. 2 Corinthians 5:17 teaches that. And so, have you today made your life holy by being obedient to the gospel? If not, what are you waiting for? Like Saul, he was told, why are you waiting? You need to arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And as a child of God, if your life has not been lived holy, you desperately need to walk in the light. That means confess and repent of sin and try every day, just as He is the light, to walk in the light, that we may have fellowship one with another, and the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, cleanses us from all sin. Remember, God is holy, and without holiness, no one shall see God.